Good evening, everyone. And I welcome especially the guests who are with us this evening at the Cathedral for Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion. We're honored by your presence and always welcome at the Cathedral, so please join us again. Pain is not good in itself. What is good in any painful experience is for the sufferer his submission to the will of God, and for the spectators, the compassion aroused and the acts of mercy to which it leads. From a work by C.S. Lewis entitled The Problem of Pain. Today we begin Holy Week, a day of fleeting triumph when Jesus enters the great city of Jerusalem. And next Sunday, Easter Sunday, will be yet another day of triumph, but this time, lasting triumph. And in between today and Easter Sunday will be a strange mixture of joy and pain for us, sorrow and fear. Sorrow and fear known to all of us at some time or another in our lives. We may talk as much as we like about joy, contentment, peace, but only a fool believes that Christians have the recipe for a trouble-free, golden future without any of those sufferings or lack of joy. We don't. Our human experience, yours, mine, tells us that human life can be at times complex, confusing, sometimes even tragic. We never quite know. At this very moment, you could very well be sitting close to someone who is carrying a great burden, suffering, tragedy. Most sit in silence. Could be old, could be young. Some who are crippled by disease or broken bodies. There could be those among us who suffer from frightening depressions or from dark emotional struggles while their families stand by, not knowing what to do to help them. Those who might be among us who feel unloved, unwanted, unworthy. Each and every Sunday, people enter the doors of our cathedral. Past year, they could have been praying with us at home. There are some among us who cannot face life without drink or other artificial props. Some among us who carry around within themselves the burden of a terrible past mistake which may have diminished them deep in severe ways, set them out in isolation from their friends, their families, sometimes even us. Each and every Sunday, there are those among us caught up in the agony of marriages that either are broken or painful. People technically living in sin because they can find no other way to live. Others faced with moral dilemmas because the world informs them, this is normal, just keep doing what you're doing. Some among us who might be victims of persistent temptations, compulsive urges, nothing seems to help become victorious over activities that can bruise our bodies, our souls, our serenity, our sense of well-being. There are those who are crippled with guilt. that they cannot release, no matter what they try. Reason we are here on this solemn Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion, and for the next few days leading us to Easter Sunday, we're here because it is good for us to remember there is nothing that can change God's love for us. He accepts us as we are, but loves us too much to have us stay there. So Palm Sunday begins to help us take into our hearts by gazing at what he did for us on the Holy Cross. Because of God's undying care for us, he chose to assume responsibility for each one of us rather than assign blame to any one of us. Because of God's undying care for us, he chose to assume responsibility for each one of us rather than assign blame to any one of us. Holy Week begins, as it ends, in triumph and authenticity to remind us that suffering is a pilgrimage with a victorious end, not a winding road that leads nowhere. The end of the way of the cross is simply a new, fresh love for the Lord. One that is not fake, because fake stuff fades away, but one that is beautiful, true, and eternal. Little wonder this evening, as we heard the beautiful canticle of St. Paul, every knee should bend of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Pain is not good in itself. What is good in any painful experience is, for the sufferer, his submission to the will of God, and for the spectators, the compassion aroused and the acts of mercy to which it leads. We're here tonight because we have been given the great gift of God's great act of mercy.